Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I have to offer a solution. I have to come up with a way to fix this, and I did. I studied it. I thought about it. I used different analogies in my head. I know how to fix Woody Johnson. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
So, in reading The Athletic's piece on Woody Johnson and the Jets' mess, I came across this little paragraph I'd like to read aloud. When offensive tackle Tyron Smith and wide receiver Mike Williams lingered after the initial wave of free agent signings, the Jets pursued both. Multiple team sources believe this was a matter of Woody Johnson's preoccupation with social media factoring into the Jets' decision making. We've heard this before. Woody pays a lot of attention to New York Jets social media.
Are you kidding me?
Stop. This is multiple team sources. I ain't making this up.
I know you're not, but I can't believe that that's a determining factor in, I don't know, anything.
Well, here's the good news. Use it as a weapon. So, Jet fans, I know what we have to do. We have to use social media to get to Woody Johnson. We've got two choices. Choice number one, probably not the best idea, but let's talk about it anyway. We pressure Woody Johnson to sell the team. Now, the problem with that is Woody's going to be defiant. Like, is he really going to listen to us? Even if he sees that all of us are begging for him to sell said team, that's not usually going to work. So while I know it's a great idea on the surface, hashtag sell the team, pretty please, the end game isn't there.
Right.
So worthy of a discussion, I don't think it's going to get to him. The other thing is, we got to tell Woody Johnson in one loud voice that you have to butt out. That this doesn't work. So I don't know if there's a catchy phrase to do it, but we as Jet fans, and I'm not sitting there on X all day anymore. I used to maybe back in the day. We have to use social media to talk to our overlord. We need to convince him because he's got all this power that we can't strip away. We have to accept that. We can't strip it away. We can't impeach an owner, as great as that would be. So maybe now we've got to bombard Woody Johnson with mind your own business, let the GM be the GM. Am I crazy?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, but I just don't think that that's going to work.
Why? He's they convinced him to sign Tyron Smith and Mike Williams.
No, it didn't. I'm sure that Joe Douglas had some, in the scouting department, had some kind of say in all those moves. There's no way that he did.
Look. Multiple sources said this was a matter of Johnson's preoccupation with social media, and it factored into the Jet decision-making. He listens to social media. We all know how this works. If your wife isn't listening to you, maybe she'll listen to you if, you know, you do it while she's watching a reality show she loves. Maybe the reality show star is going to convince her. Or us as sports fans. Maybe she uses football to convince us to listen to what she's saying. It's kind of the same thing. Woody Johnson lives on social media. He's like a 14-year-old boy. Like, he's basically a child. So we have to treat him as such.
I just don't believe that.
I'm trying to offer solutions to fix this franchise.
I'm going to tweet him right now.
What are you going to say?
let the GM, new GM, just be the GM. Woody, please, we're begging you.
Good job. Can you start that?
I'm going to do it right now.
Thank you very much.
Now, hopefully, is that a hashtag?
No, Woody doesn't need the hashtag. He just needs the words, I think.
I think he just needs the words. He needs to see an overwhelming reminder of what you need to do to be a successful New York owner. Because in my humble opinion, and we talked about this a few weeks ago around John Mara and ownership, I said, all I want from my owner is an owner that's willing to spend, hires the right people, and gets the hell out of the way. That, to me, is the perfect trifecta of what a great owner is.
Yeah. Isn't it exhausting trying to talk your owner into being a great owner?
Yes.
You want him to be.
Yes.
He might not. He just might not be. Now, again, I said this 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. From a business standpoint, he's a great owner.
Sure.
They're almost $7 billion business. But when you're a businessman, as most of these owners are, the mayors are not. The Tishes are, but the mayors are not. The mayors, it's football.
Mm-hmm.
Football is their business. But most of these business people know how to run businesses. But when they start meddling in football, things go poorly.
That's why you shouldn't meddle.
David Tepper is an example.
Great example.
And he's starting to try to find his way to not do that.
Right.
And so he could, and the millions and billions that he have mean absolutely nothing when it comes to what happens inside a football clubhouse and organization. It's so different. The monetary side of it, 100%. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Take your expertise and go run with it. But leave the football stuff to people who know football.
Amen. 888-808-1019. Lee on Long Island. Good afternoon, Lee.
Okay, so I can't believe I'm saying this, and I don't want to be drug tested or anything like that, but I'm actually going to give a mild defense of Woody here.
Oh, mild.
No, very mild, because I think he's a terrible owner, and I think he should sell. I want to be clear about that. But I do. So this, my defense is, like I said, very tepid. But here's the thing. Regardless of what you feel about Woody, Joe Douglas was a terrible GM.
Mm-hmm.
You said it before.
Yeah.
He took over this team 5 years ago, and that was a mess he took over, and they're worse now. So think about how bad you have to be to take the 2019 Jets and make them worse. He did it. So it's an accomplishment. That's what he should put on his resume. I can destroy anything. But here's the thing with Woody. He saw what was happening to this team after 4 years, and he did what you said. He let Joe Douglas run the team for 4.5 years, and the guy ran it into the ground even further, and his draft picks were abysmal. The reason they were getting Aaron Rodgers is because he missed on Zach, after tanking, he missed on Zach Wilson. And he hired a terrible coach. It was inexcusable. This team was being run into the ground, and if I was Woody, I probably would have fired him last year, but I totally understand Woody taking control from him. And if I was Woody, here's how I would get the GM. I would be like, I would say to the next GM candidate, every one of them, I don't want to get involved. I had to because he did such a terrible job. Look at his record. I had to get involved. I don't want to be that guy. Please come in here and make it so I never have to get involved.
I think that is as good of a defense of Woody Johnson as one could come up with, because I think it's an undefendable situation. With that said, my caveat to you is, yes, Joe Douglas did a terrible job, then just fire him.
Yeah.
And hire someone else. Don't spend 8-9 months making football decisions when you don't know about football.
I don't think he hired a terrible coach. When we had Connor on yesterday, he said as much. Robert Saleh was the hot defensive candidate.
He was.
There was no doubt about that. The challenge became putting the offensive staff together, because for most of Robert Saleh's tenure, their defense was pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
It was the offensive side of the ball. So the challenge when you hire young coaches like that, and D'Amico Ryan's got that right, because he did the same thing that Robert Saleh did,
right?
Meaning bringing someone from that 49ers staff who understands all of the nuance of what Kyle Shanahan is trying to do. He's going to put his own little twist on it. And the Houston Texans made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback last year. Robert Saleh tried to do the same thing. He just had the wrong guy as the offensive coordinator. He was just too young and inexperienced. And as a result, you failed offensively from that point till now.
That's a part of being a head coach, putting the right people around you.
But that's less on Robert Saleh. That's more on the organization, right? When you do these interviews for head coaches, I mean, I know what the first question I'd be asking, you know, how do you lead men? How do you get guys?
Right, blah, blah, blah.
The very next thing is, what's your staff look like?
I agree.
Like, tell me who's going to be helping this guy do this or that guy do that. What kind of offense are you going to run? What's the scheme defensively? Now, if you're an owner and you're just enamored because they speak good words and it sounds footballish,
right,
but you have no idea what the hell they're talking about, which I think happens a lot.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. A lot of owners just don't know. Like, when you start describing the terminology, it's like listening to a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you don't know it, you can sound really impressive.
Right.
But you got to hire the right people.
Right.
And they just didn't from a offensive standpoint. And it showed, and it's still showing. And once you, as we said many times, once you miss on that franchise quarterback as a top five or top 10 pick, it sets you back half a decade. Because you're desperate.
100%. I would equate this to the discussions we had around Mara. John Mara would deserve to be blamed for hiring the wrong people if those people turn out to be the wrong people and you say, hey, you didn't have enough success, I'm firing you.
Right.
And that's a fair determination to kind of say, hey, you hired the wrong people. What I wouldn't want John to do, Mr. Mara, or I wouldn't want Mr. Johnson to do, is when they've realized they hired the wrong people, to spend 6 months being the GM themselves.
Right.
Like, that is the worst thing you could do.
Right.
And that's the mistake we made.
How true do we think that is?
I think it's very true.
I mean, it probably is, but I mean, just think about that.
Yeah, it's insanity.
It really is.
That's the Jets' take. That's the Jets. The Giants have been bad. The Jets have been bad. The Jets are a special kind of bad. We're a very unique kind of bad. We're an all-time, everything's on fire kind of bad.
They've been in the abyss for 55 freaking years.
It's true. It's damn true.